Oprah Winfrey is promising a shakeup of staff and recruiting at her school for underprivileged teenage girls in South Africa. She made that announcement today in a video news conference in response to a sex scandal at the school. A dormitory matron has been charged with abuse and indecent assault. The woman says she's innocent and has been released on bail. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton takes up the story from Johannesburg.
It was the Queen of Talk's dream project to build an elite school in South Africa offering quality education for hand-picked girls from poor homes. The $40 million All-Girls Leadership Academy opened in January, but almost from the get-go there were problems. Complaints about strict rules regarding access, contact, and even food. Then came the bombshell, alleged abuse and assault by a house mother. A 27-year-old woman is facing 13 charges, including soliciting underage girls to perform indecent acts. Winfrey told reporters during a satellite link-up to Johannesburg that the news shook her to the core.
This has been one of the most devastating, if not the most devastating, experience of my life.
Six of the 153 boarders have filed complaints to the police. Herself an abused child, Winfrey said,
"My experience with child predators is that no one ever, ever abuses just one child. It is one of my goals in life to put child abusers, whether they be in my home, whether they be in my workplace, or in this case in the academy, to put them where they belong. And that is behind bars."
But Joan van Niekerk of Childline South Africa said the swift action to curb abuse at Oprah Winfrey's celebrity school was unusual in South Africa.
"Very sadly, high-profile cases do seem to be dealt with far more expeditiously than cases involving children who come from ordinary backgrounds and who are not brought into the public eye in this way. And it's not uncommon for us to be working with children in the Childline Network whose cases take 2 or 3 years before they come to court."
Oprah Winfrey has promised immediate changes at her academy. She said the principal's contract would not be renewed, dormitory matrons would be replaced, and pledged more rigorous staff vetting and hiring. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.